the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Oh. I'm Paige.
Well, Sting. My hello. Good morning, I'm Paige. Well, Sting believes in supporting his kids.
Man called Sting?
Yeah. One of them's actually wrestling now.
Yeah, he is.
No.
Oh, you're talking about musician
yes.
Sting.
Yes. But without giving them unlimited funds. So he's proud of the strong work ethic that he's installed in his kids.
Well, he's the one that said he's never going to leave his kids anything.
And he says not making your kids work is a form of abuse.
Well, it's always talking to your kids about, you know, the type of love he likes to make.
Yeah, Tantric. Great band, by the way.
Yeah.
You have to sing Tantric songs while you have sex. I understand. It's the
rules
of that. I do.
If you got a Misfits shirt.
Misfits, not Misfist. That was Paige in 2021. Did you get it? 21, she got it.
All
it
right.
Misfist, 21.
So, no. So all he says, all of my kids have been blessed with this extraordinary work ethic, whether it's the DNA or whether I've said that to them. And guys, you've got to work. I'm spending our money. I'm paying for your education, which I kind of think some members of my family that never really had to work, and I always had to work, I ended up better than the others because they never had any kind of drive.
Sting, fake Sting, a lot of money.
Gordon Sting.
You're kind of a real big prick if you don't pass that wealth down. This whole, it goes to charity. What do you think is going to happen to it? It's going to get skimmed off the top every freaking time, whatever the charity is, whatever the massive donation.
But if you look at the way Andrew Carnegie, or some say Carnegie, it was all just to get away from taxes. You don't want to leave any money on the books. So you donate it all away while you save money on taxes and also influence, you know? I mean, you want to find out some stuff. Don't look up who's on the flight log or who's been to the island. Look up how much money Epstein donated to people and to colleges and to certain programs in America. Baffling.
Plus how much he had locked up into certain trusts.
Yeah.
That nobody could touch if they won some kind of legal compensation.
Yep.
And some damages.
Capital gains takes a lot of stuff that if you inherit it, you better have the money to pay the taxes on that, especially if you get a big house and you don't have the income to back it up.
See, that, and that's,
and that's not fair.
Thing.
That is so not fair.
And that's somebody who's grandparents said, and I'm not talking about mine, I'm going to say my own, but I know somebody whose grandparents had a lake house. And
let's talk about mine.
They left it to the family, and the family was supposed to split it up, not just the responsibilities of it, but the taxes, the upkeep, the whole thing. And that gets pricey.
Oh, yeah.
So a couple of them had to drop out and say, I can't do it anymore. And then it fell literally on one person who had to eventually sell it, because they couldn't pay it all themselves.
But they'll want the money. They'll want the piece of it.
Of course. Of course. And that's like, that's, same things happened to farmers years ago. I mean, you know, take the land, take all the, you know, conveniences away from them, make it where they can't sell their own stuff. It's got to be USDA, blah, 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 which on some ends is good. But, well, we'll move you into town. We'll give you housing. We'll give you a job.
Yeah.
It's called a meal.
If you got all that dough, I don't know, why you want your kids to suffer and go without? You want to give it to a foundation? What do you think is going to happen to it as soon as you leave?
Influence for the family, building named after them. I mean,
If
all goes right and they don't find anything. Because you could donate all the money, Michael Jackson, but then when allegations come out, they'll take your name off that auditorium. I was in Los Angeles the day they were taking down his name. I got a picture of them taking down his name off that auditorium.
But keep the money.
I took the M off of it. I was like, that's for freaking Mattman now.
There you go.
You got the glove in the M.
That's right. That's right. It's a piece of history.
Is that the
can't
glove?
Can't spell Michael without the M.
He's got the glove he'd cup himself with?
No. No. Okay.
The silver one? Is it silver or white?
It was glitter.
Oh.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Now you sure you didn't get Jimmy Garvin's glove instead?
Wouldn't that be great?
You're bad.
Sit there and fluff it. I have this spray bottle that Precious used to squirt all over the fans.
Damn.
That. Yeah. One of them, one of many. It's got glitter all over it.
Can I go to Dollar Tree and get a replacement?
Probably.
It wouldn't have the same stories to it, though, brother.
It's authentic.
When he's not looking, I'm not saying it's going to happen, because look, we saw what happened with Edge. Cope, but if we get FTR in here,
yep,
distract them, I'm going to take like one of their shoes. That would be cool as hell. It's like, I got one of their shoes.
Unlace them.
Ooh, what if we dress like Dax? Do we have skull caps? I kind of got one. We can all be bald and have beards.
I have the same one that you have.
I'm halfway there.
You really are. She knows what mask I'm talking about, too.
I have it. I'll bring it in.
I'm surprised you haven't sat on it already.
Nope.
Oh, the penis mask? Yeah. God, that's the one. Dude, remember, that was that. Out of all the things we did, that was one the boss man said, take that video down.
Yeah. Do you think this is funny?
What do you think's funny about that?
You're asking the wrong person.
It's great.
Who would sell this crap, Spirit Halloween? Well, still.
Like, Mark, we'll who would see. Walk around in a goober mask? Like, you don't expect it. It's hilarious.
Yeah, even if it was Testicular Cancer Month, it's still the main part, you know.
Yeah.
There's no balls mask that I'm aware of. Spirit Halloween, let's jump on that for this fall.
I don't know why I bought that, but I had that before he even got his, so I had mine.
Wait a minute. There are two?
I have one, and he has one.
There are two. I'm sure it's still
it
in
was
there,
over right? there in the prop drawer.
I'll bring mine in.
Why did you have one? I'm just curious.
I don't even
I know
remember.
Why he had one. He's a dickhead.
I bought it because it was just a joke. Because I would put it on, I would tell my husband, you're being a...
I can't find it, but what is this? Where did that
know.
Come from?
What is that?
It's a keychain, but it is a...
penis.
Yeah, but the feet are the testicles. But it's got eyes on it. It's got googly eyes on it.
Is that to hold, like, pepper spray or something?
I
that
don't
or
know.
A lighter.
Or would it be pecker spray? I don't know.
I have no idea.
I have no clue. Get out of here.
Get out of here
keep
with
it
that.
Safe. Dude, if somebody was trying to rob you and you pulled that out, I'd run.
That's kind of cute.
I found her video of the day because I'm going to have to say, hey, where did this come from?
Dude, do the promo. I'll voice it and you ventriloquist.
Yes.
Okay. That's our video of the day. VOTD.
That's awesome. I don't even know where that came from. But if you want to wear a matching mask, I can bring that in for you.
I don't know where it came from, but suddenly Stone Man comes in here and now there's dildos running around.
Okay.
Interesting.
Throw that spice in the place up a little bit, guys.
Bring
a little decoration.
I'll bring
in
my.
Is that made by London Fog or someone close?
Close. Ooh.
I can bring in my bag of wigs and costumes.
You know what? You're just...
I'm telling you.
You have the attributes of a gay man, but you're a straight woman.
Yeah.
The craziest
things is we used to wear wigs and go downtown to Blue Martini.
You hang out with the gays so much, I feel like you're
going to... They were straight women.
Turn into
None
a gay man.
None of them were gay.
Well, that's hard to believe you hang out with heterosexual people.
Why do you really say is. That?
Because where you work, and then you ask me, hey, does this make this dude gay? I'm like, yes, because where he works makes him gay. not to mention his pink suit.
She even banks at Ally. She's such an ally.
She
gets her clothes from Ally Baba.
Ally Baba.
I don't mind. If you're not spending money, Ally, I don't know what the deal is at
boy.
This point.
I know.
I'm trying to help you here. Trying to bring you along.
So do you cancel streaming service on a regular basis? I kind of go through.
No. Got them all.
You keep them all?
I don't have MeTV, but two of
That's
mine.
It's not an app.
Two of mine are packaged with the internet. The other one I pay for the year, and the other two are just monthly. Though I'm about to cut out ESPN because it's not worth the extra money for the PLEs, man.
Getting expensive though. Gosh.
Yeah, I'm paying the 25 extra bucks a month just to have ESPN, just for PLEs.
Well, you know.
It's not
Mr.
a good deal.
Hypocrite here. I said I'd never get it. I ended up getting it. I got it for Mania. I was like, I'm going to watch it.
But are you going to keep it? Now, Backlash is this weekend, but...
Is it one of those things where, like, I got a small deal, like a break or whatever, like the first month was free and then the next two months are cheap or something. But, like, if I break, you know, if I cancel after, like, 2 months, are they going to, like, upcharge that or something?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Well, I tell you, the one I did cut out was Paramount Plus. Only because their app sucks. Like, their software is not good.
Yeah, I got rid of that. That was...
See, that's... Yeah. Here's a note. You know, you're not supposed to share passwords and stuff anyway. But really don't ever do that because I got Paramount Plus to watch one TV show that I liked. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to turn it off now. But I had given the Paramount Plus login to Grace. And Jasper loves Paw Patrol and SpongeBob. And, of course, that's all on there. Yeah. So guess who can't cancel it?
He's probably watching Californication, too.
See, I got rid of Paramount Plus, Peacock, Hulu. I only have HBO Max, Netflix, and Apple Music.
You better make sure Jasper's not watching The Madison or one of those shows.
Oh, if he is, it's on his mama, ain't
he? He's watching Lioness.
Oh, my goodness.
There are all those.
Euphoria? No, that's on HBO.
That is on Max.
I watched that last weekend. That was crazy.
I tell you, I've skimmed a few of that because, you know, they're not in high school anymore, so it's not really weird to watch it. That is a really wild show.
Oh,
it's very graphic.
Like, is she, I know who it is. It's not Sabrina Carpenter. It's Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah.
She, is she getting naked in there?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
It was her wedding this last weekend.
I'm not playing dumb.
Most of the parts where she was naked, she was portrayed as a high schooler. So that's kind of odd.
But she wasn't really, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, she's
been
really
naked in everything, man.
Since high school?
Now, in the show, in the first season, they're high schoolers. And she's naked. So that makes it a little bit, you know, kind of weird.
I'm going to go to Mr. Skin and verify that. I can't believe that I just
Skin
now
is
realized.
Your go-to.
I'm sitting there hoping her career falls apart so she has to get on OnlyFans and she's already getting naked.
Well,
but the show as a whole is very graphic as far as like sex and violence goes.
It is. It's sad. All right,
that's why you like it.
Well, there it is. I mean,
I meant him, not you.
Oh, yeah. He's all about Sydney.
Goodness gracious. Yeah. Like multiple scenes. Gosh.
So there's a new study.
Why am I not watching?
That found that 59% of Gen Z will cancel or renew a streaming service based on one TV show or movie. Also, get this, 71% stop buying physical music, and 70% won't buy physical movies or TV shows either. Which is
not hard to get, but you know, you got your record stores still, but physical music is. It's hard to find something to play it on.
Yeah, DVD players.
Plus, that stuff accumulates, junks up.
Oh, yes, it does. Yes, it does. And then I have probably 300 CDs in my garage that, I'm not going. But what? I don't want to just get rid of them.
I don't even look in the thrift store CD section anymore for the movies or any of that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's. Although VHS, man, there's like a whole industry of people collect those. Like, and it's kind of, I don't know if you can collect a sports card and have it encased and lose sight. Why not have your favorite movie? You know,
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, this you make everything collectible, but
the nostalgia of the VHS.
Yeah, how old is Sydney Sweeney?
She's got to be late 20s, right?
I'm going to look it up and see. I'm just curious. I'm aware who she is.
Looks younger than what she is.
28.
Okay.
That's. Right. I didn't think she was that old.
Nice. 28.
Might be that blame.
I'm 46, so, I mean, it kind of works out math-wise.
Dude, she's dating Scooter Braun?
Yeah, that's an odd pairing.
Wow. He's 44.
I can't believe he ripped off Taylor Swift and, you know.
God.
Live to tell about it.
Wow. That's crazy.
I thought they were engaged.
I don't know. But he's
Scooter Braun?
He's got a lot of money.
My God, I don't keep up with stuff anymore. That's so wild.
Well, it's too hard to keep up with all of it, you know.
Yeah. All right, Paige.
I'm kind of petered out.
I feel like headlines should have already said that she's been naked before. I should know this.
Yep. I should have told you.
You have to tell us that she's been naked.
Yeah.
But also, it is weird, though, when she's playing a high school, even though she's not. But she's playing that role, and then you're watching. Like, that's where Hollywood needs to, like, step back a little bit and say, all right, you can't sit here and talk out of both sides of your mouth about endangerment of kids when you have a grown woman playing a 17-year-old in high school getting naked.
Well, there's one character that's trans, I guess. Like, I don't know if I'm supposed to think this person's good-looking or not, but, I mean, she's good-looking. She's a girl now.
Oh, what's the name? I want to find out if you think a trans is...
Paige, dang it. What's the chick's name? A girl now, but I don't think she was a girl originally.
On that show?
Well, the actors for sure, but definitely on the show.
Oh, gosh. What is her name?
God dang it. You might have to look up the cast to check it. Like, I might know it if I heard it. Because Zendaya is on the show. It's not her.
Oh,
it's not
Spider-Man.
Sydney Sweeney. There's another girl on the show.
Okay. Well, hold on.
She's a girl now, but she wasn't. But she's got like... you know, like boobs and stuff. Like, it's pretty good looking.
Okay. Well, so
but I'm
hold
like,
on.
I don't know what she's like. Do you still have the piece? You know?
I'll say the names and you tell me if you think it's the person, because honest to God.
She's main cast. Like, they give her a lot to do.
Yeah. Okay. Is it, oh, dude, Judd Apatow's daughter's in this. Mauled.
Yeah, it's not her.
It's okay. Hunter Schaefer.
Yeah, that's who it is. Yeah.
Hunter Schaefer.
Yeah, look at, you know.
Pretty.
Jules Vaughn.
Yeah. So was she, you know, the actress, I think, was male first and then switched, I think.
Okay. So hold on. I want to see this. I don't want to leave everybody hanging. I want to find out.
See if you can tell.
Yes. Well, I.
I mean, it's not a bad show, but man, it's really odd.
That's so. Just Wikipedia reading again. I'm a straight white guy just reading this. Schaefer was assigned male at birth, but transitioned as a child to a girl.
No, I didn't know it was that young. Must have been a good looking dude, because she's a good looking woman. As a child.
Yeah.
Okay, that gets in that whole thing. Okay.
Raised in Raleigh, North Carolina, too. Schaefer was assigned male at birth.
Are we talking, well, like
does that
full
mean
surgery?
That she was born a girl but told that she was a boy because she was assigned? Or are we all assigned?
No, that would be like she was cisgen male, right?
Like when you do a birth certificate now or whatever, they'd say, okay, yeah. What's the baby's name? Jeremy Lawrence. Okay. Yep. And is it boy or girl? Well, you're the nurse. I know, but what are you assigning?
Now, I'm a bad example because it's too tough to tell. But others, like, you know, are you assigned, like, you know, like that's what you were?
Hair color, blonde. No, he's identifying as a brunette. What? Oh, sorry. I had to get that in.
Did you get the full, like, surgery? There's not a whole lot of people that do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I didn't know if you were fully switched or.
But that is one though. I mean, just
she's pretty.
I would have not thought that. So thanks for telling me.
They planned.
Didn't want to watch the show later today and get aroused and find out it's a man.
Now let me tell you, if you watch the show, like it's gonna hook you.
Oh yeah.
It really is rough.
It is rough, but I feel bad for the characters. You know, that's why.
I mean, like even
especially Sydney Sweeney.
Dude, the language is. I mean, like you'll hear something like, "Ooh, I can't believe you said that," but they keep saying it over and over.
Yeah,
like the one dude's, you know, Eric Dane's character on that show was he experimented with both men and women, but he would graphically describe
are
what he did with dudes.
Are there any shows that are popular now that's just regular?
I don't think so, man. It's either you gotta have
I watch is a little weird.
It's
I'm
an
sorry.
Agenda or it's something that just like
they're
straight
zombies,
up graphic.
Zombies, they're vampires, they're chasing demons, or they're transsexuals.
Pretty much, that's what we're working with. Unless you watch local
wrong
news.
With me.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The best. The best. The best. 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 Damn. Damn. Damn.
Damn.
Damn. Damn.
And now it's time for the best. The best. Damn. Audio.
Yes, sir. It is time.
Thank you.
And much thanks to those that tagged us or sent in pieces and clips of audio. In fact, if you hear this and you think your clips are funnier, first off, that's adorable.
Yeah.
You should DM or tag us. You can tag me at OMAFEW. That's OHMAFFEW. It's OMAFEW.
Don't forget about me. You can tag me on theirs too.
Fatboy is at Fatboy933.
Tag us both.
It'll work if you capitalize the B or not, but he prefers the B to be capitalized.
Please do it. And you know what? It really does help because, you know, we can ask each other, did you see this clip? Did you see? And, you know, we might miss one.
If we're not playing the same ones. Yeah. Exactly. Okay. This happened in, this is not brand new by any means. My first time seeing it, though. This happened in a courtroom in Harvard. Or at Harvard, I should say. A text was being read, and what they did not realize is that they were reading the lyrics to a popular Nicki Minaj song.
Bitches ain't shit and they ain't saying nothing. 100 motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap. Bees in the trap. I bees in the trap.
What does that mean, though?
A bee's in the trap. I mean, it means like I'm out in the streets. I'm right there in the trap house. You know where to find me. I bees in the trap. Bees in the trap.
I thought it meant balls.
No.
And her hand was the trap.
It means buzzing bees.
No, she bees in the trap.
Like she's there.
I be staying over at my aunt's house.
She's currently present in the trap is what you're saying.
Yeah, she is there. Okay. If you went on her location right now in her Life 360, she would bees in the trap.
If you're a rapper, like they used to put the lyrics in the liner notes, have a little section called for Pecker Woods so I can understand.
Or like some kind of like translator. I'll be at the drug house. Be at the drug house.
I'll bees in the drive-thru, probably at 10:45, Lord willing.
You won't do it. You're not doing it today, are you?
I got to.
We got that 11:30 call.
Yeah, I know. I got to stock up for that. I got you there, too.
Okay. I'll go ahead and take this next one.
Take it.
Some of you have sent me messages saying, please don't play any more of that guy. And I take that as constructive criticism, which makes me know that you really do like it. You enjoy Oliver Chuo. You may not like all the songs that he does, but I guarantee you, you will like this song right here. Ladies and gentlemen, Oliver Chuo.
Mama told me.
Oh, it hit.
When I was young. Come sit beside me.
What?
Yeah.
My only song. I listen closely to what I say. If you do this, it will help you. So sunny day.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I blame Looper for the whole that thing, to be honest with you.
What, karaoke?
Because when he started talking about the South Korean, it was popular in karaoke. He's saying Country Roads.
Yeah.
And then from there, we found
that's
the guy.
That's how we found Oliver Chuo.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's him singing Simple Man.
God, that was kind of good, though. I like
it. Just sit beside me, my only friend.
That's a Southern hit. If that don't hit home. And that was the Shinedown version and the Lynyrd Skynyrd version.
Yeah, it was both.
He covered them both.
I swear to God, Matt, if you play this guy again, I'm going to call the ACLU on you. My God, what does that have to do with the ACLU?
Jerome Singleton just fined you, I read, actually.
Jerome stepped down already.
He just suspended you from all activities.
Maybe. God, really? I think it's so fun to hear him sing. There was another one I was going to play too, and I would have really driven people crazy then.
I've kept all of his clips.
All right, I won't play anymore. Aww. Oliver Chuo.
I like him.
I love the guy.
Haters?
They can chew on your ass. How about that? Oh, not giving out any ideas, but, you know, if you had a podcast, Chuo in the Fat or something like
Chuo
that.
Chuo in the Fat. We may be saying his last name wrong. C-H-U-O? How would you say it? Chuo.
It's got to be Chuo, right? Chuo? Like the Mexican dessert. Put some cinnamon on them, put some ice cream in them, Chuos.
It's churros.
That's what it is. Not, it's the donkey.
No, you're thinking about the cereal.
That's what it is.
It's a little bee.
You want to take another one? Kind of in a given mood, actually.
Take another what? Break?
Clip.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I can give you this one. I enjoy this young man as well. Now, many would call him being a hater or whatever you want to say. He's the guy that goes out to places like Walmart and Home Depot and these places, and he pretends that his cousin is missing and he needs some help finding his cousin. So here he is going up to a young lady, unsuspecting, at Walmart, looking for his cousin Ben.
Yeah, ma'am, can I ask a favor out of you? I'm looking for my cousin.
Okay.
Ben, could you call for him? Because I've been looking for him. Ben Overbitch.
Overbitch?
Yeah.
Ben Overbitch.
Yeah.
Attention customers, would Ben Overbitch please come to electronics?
Why would you not think?
How would you not?
Now, don't you run into a filter like, do I know any Overbitches?
Never.
Ben.
Probably doesn't exist.
Overbitch.
Overbitch.
It wasn't even Dover, like most people would have used.
No.
Like the old one was Ben Dover. This one was Ben, last name Overbitch.
We see his success stories. You know there are some that he can't get through, right? He just gets busted immediately.
Oh, yeah. I like to see those, too. I like to see when people look at him like, you ain't going to get me with this one.
You ain't getting me.
I ain't never heard of anybody last name Vinyl.
I'm going to take, I got the last one, but I tell you what, it's hard for me to pick. I'll pick this one, and we'll save this one for another time. So this is a guy who's on his balcony. So imagine there's a guy videoing. He's videoing the guy up here on his balcony, and he's also videoing a guy who's getting arrested, who's getting walked out on the ground floor and about to be put in a cop car.
Oh, God.
So while he's filming, the guy on the balcony is yelling at the guy getting arrested. The guy filming is catching it all. Eventually, the guy filming talks to the guy on the balcony.
And we have the audio.
Right here.
Oh, you die, you f***ing prick.
Oh, sh**.
You, you f***ing. Shoot a gun off in a building. I got every right to say what I want with all due respect, officer. So f*** this f***er for shooting up our building. And I hope you rot in hell. And I can't wait till your son realizes what a piece of s*** you are. I'm going to make sure you rot. I'm going to make sure you rot, f***er.
What happened?
Some asshole up here, our plumber, decided to shoot off his gun because he's a psychopath. Because our landlord and owners rent to their family and friends that are all f***ing psychopaths. So we had a guy die with drug overdose on the first floor. They're still trying to rent out that apartment. And now we got this asshole shooting off a gun. He was in the middle of our building, drunk, f***ed up like he often is. Just sitting there smoking where you're not supposed to be smoking, and decided to shoot off his f***ing gun and then scream and yell at his wife or someone.
So the whole time the cop's telling him, hey, stop it. He's telling the cop to F off. He's saying STFU to the cop. I live here. I got a right to say what I want.
So the guy shot at his wife in the apartment?
Shot at his own wife, but was shooting his gun in the apartment.
Good Lord.
That's the guy crazy. Lives up above him. Look, sometimes these segments make you think.
Yeah.
It's not always laughing a good time.
Sometimes it makes you think doing the segment ever again. I read your text and like, what, man, was it, maybe it wasn't just that, maybe it wasn't that good.
Did the 7:30 piss you off? We're trying to get you back.
I know. Oh my God. Like, I think the 7:30 call may have railroaded everyone. Guys, break it down. Live from callrob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina, it's time to say, any famous people celebrating a birthday on the 7th of May? Happy birthday.
Oh.
Or suck it.
Suck it.
You see that well.
Yeah, time kind of got away from me there. We'll do this fellow, though, for his birthday. You might see him next week in Asheville. I'm not sure.
Talking about William Ospreay.
Will Ospreay's birthday. William Ospreay.
He's awesome, man.
Yeah, he can work, man.
He's good.
The Englishman.
He's from Australia.
You sure?
I thought.
Well, I mean, look, it's real. England owned Australia for a long time, so.
You know what? You might be right. I might be thinking about that other guy, Alex.
You may be wrong for all I know, but you may be wrong.
You are right.
You're right. Yeah, he is English. I'm thinking of
Stephen Adams.
No.
He's New Zealish.
New Zealish?
Yeah.
He's
a Kiwi.
Thirty-one.
32. Will Ospreay is 33 years old today.
Oh, same age as Christ was when he was crucified.
Like that.
Saturday Night Live.
It is. Former guest of the show. We had a sound drop over for a long time.
Is it Edie
Bryant?
Edie Bryant's birthday today. Do you remember what the sound drop was?
My eyes.
That's exactly right. Now, it's disappointing. She didn't really go on to do a whole lot of anything afterwards. I think maybe a show.
Yeah, she's great.
Okay. She's hilarious.
Maybe
she was on Schmegma Doom. I can't remember.
She might have been on Schitt's Creek.
I think she might have been a little
That's
bit.
A good show.
You know, I've still not seen it. Although Mrs. X says I would love it.
It's funny.
She might have guessed it. She might not like the fact that you haven't watched it.
No.
You got to make her watch wrestling now.
80? Yeah. 80 Bryant, I'm going to go 47?
43.
Oh, 80 Bryant, 39 years old. Not even in the club yet.
Wow.
I can't wish him a happy birthday on X because he blocked me.
Why?
Well, I was responsible for a couple hashtags that got trending.
KO.
It is Kevin Owens' birthday. One was Fatty the Sagging Steamboat, and the other one was Eat Owens Eat.
Wow. Yeah.
So he caught wind of it and blocked me.
Well, you're a fat boy. You should be able to do those.
Exactly. I don't know why Sean Ross Sapp blocked me. I don't remember interacting with him much at all.
I know that name from Fightful.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Vince Russo blocked me. That's a badge of honor, that one.
Yeah.
Kevin Owens' son is huge.
What is up with Kevin Owens? So, like, is he? I know he didn't he break his neck.
They're saying possibly SummerSlam can make a return.
Oh, okay. Isn't that wild? You break your neck, come back.
Yep.
It's like with Cope. More on him in a minute, but still.
I don't think Stone Cold ever forgave Owens for breaking his neck.
No. No. Kevin Owens.
Kevin, if you're Southern.
Big birthday?
It is not.
41.
43.
Kevin Owens is 42 years old today. We'll do one more because this woman is a legend. Even though her first two movies were not legally allowed to watch.
Give me the initials. I want to get it.
T.L.
No, it's not Taya Leone.
No, God dang it.
Tina Louise. That's no, that was Ginger though. From... go ahead.
Tracy Lords.
Tracy Lords.
A lot about her age. She was 16 when she did her first movie.
Lords have mercy. Paige, what do you say? I have no clue how
I can't remember
ago
if that was Sister Dearest or if that came afterwards.
Behind the Green Door, like right?
No, that was Marilyn Chambers and Johnny Keyes.
Wow, you know the men's names in those movies. That's odd.
Who was made by the Mitchell Brothers.
Oh.
I'm sure Paige has been to that famous theater over and over in her life.
49.
49, you say.
52.
She's 58 years old today.
Oh, wow.
You want to guess Tex Cobb real quick?
He's dead.
Randall Tex Cobb.
He didn't die?
No, he's still with us.
Wow. From Pee-wee's Big Adventure. he always plays like a motorcycle biker guy.
Ace Ventura?
Yeah, God.
First one. Ernest Goes to Jail.
67.
65.
Ooh, 76.
Wow.
Freaking Tex Cobb. Leon from Sphinx. I don't know if he's still with us or not, though.
Stuart from Sphinx is.
No, he's always going to be with us.
Hey, guys.
Happy heavenly birthday to the famous, most famous flat top in the history of football.
Art Donovan?
No, Black Cleats. Black Cleats, flat top.
Oh, freaking Johnny U.
Johnny U. Lost him in 2002. He would have been 93 years old today.
I think Art Donovan, though, had the trademark, the flattest flat top. And he kept it throughout. Like, I met him at the Charlotte Merchandise Mart, like, in 1990.
He kept it?
Like, yes, later. Dude. Still. So cool.
I just mentioned his name, Owen Hart.
Owen.
Would have been 61 years old today. And Tim Russert would have been 76 years old.
See, that's a guy who, you talk about conspiracies. He started talking about Skull and Bones to John Kerry. Then he started talking about Skull and Bones to W. And then suddenly he has a heart attack and dies.
When they used to release the power rankings in D.C., he was always way up there.
Yes. The Russert Report, man. Yep. And he asked too many questions and then...
Meet the press moderator for years and years.
After that conspiracy mystery today, I could be taken out today by the feds.
You could.
To lunch.
Yeah.
You could have a... We got a water car for you, Harris. Yeah, go try it out. You'll love it.
Yeah. There's just no brakes on it. They didn't tell me that part. Okay.
We cut them.
Now, you probably said, oh, Groundhog Day. I've heard this before. Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
But I...
Not talking about Me Too.
No. Allegedly, we will have Adam Copeland on the show tomorrow. The former Edge from WWE. Maybe. AEW now.
If that, you know, situation works itself out.
The only reason why I say that it absolutely will happen, and this is just pulling the curtain back and being honest, is that they've bought advertising with us now.
Yep.
And they didn't buy the interview. For those that are wondering, the interview was already going to happen.
Yep.
And then they were like, God, you know, we were looking at your, and I'm not even kidding you. They're like, we were noticing the ratings. You guys do very well in Asheville to not be in Asheville. It's like,
or to not be lesbians.
I said, you know what? We bees in the trap.
Yep.
So tomorrow at 9 o'clock, according to, I should say his name, according to Andy Hines from AEW.
If I could cross my fingers, I would.
He can't. Look, Paige, he physically can't do it. Look at him.
Look, if I got to look at your phone 20 times a day, you better look at my fingers
right
now.
He looks like he's going to go on a date and go to second base.
With your right hand.
I'm so fat.
Oh.
Big knuckles.
I can't take your nose either because where is it? I literally have my thumb in my knuckles and you can't see it.
Hers is usually at Mark's ass. Folks.
That's not nice.
Dang it. God.
I was the one saying that he looked young yesterday, though. I guess that was me.
Wow.
I think so.
So Cope will be on tomorrow, and also allegedly we will have tickets to give away to the big show coming to the Harrah's Cherokee Casino Center.
Adam Copeland, Dave Copeland. You'll get a Cope either way. How about that?
Some Dave Copeland.
We'll promise you a Cope.
What the hell?
Right. Adam or Copelson, whichever one you want.
Some kind of, if they're not available, we'll get a cop on the phone.
That'd be good.
There will be some kind of,
second
someone
best.
With COPD, something.
That would be fun.
Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. It is good.
The Rise Guys rule.
Every morning.
With Batman.
If you don't smile right now.
Bat Boy.
Point how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Kenneth Copeland.
More rock and fewer commercials. A 93-minute rock block hits you between the ears. Next on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.